Well, of course, we agree with the Fourth Circuit that this is not a Second Amendment issue at this point. And so let me just take a step back. Judge Legg wrote a very well-reasoned opinion in the Federal District Court in Baltimore, which said, look, the Second Amendment is now being confers an individual right to possess a gun, but it allows you only to have that gun in your home. It has to be a handgun and can only be used for self-defense. That's where the Second Amendment stands today under Supreme Court jurisprudence. Judge Legg said, well, let's expand that and say if the constitutional right exists inside the house, why shouldn't it also exist outside the house? And so he wrote a very well-reasoned opinion expanding that right. The Fourth Circuit said, you know, maybe that's a good idea, maybe it's a bad idea, but the way the law is right now, that is beyond the scope of what the Second Amendment has been interpreted to mean by the Supreme Court of the United States. What this group is saying is, let's take this to the Supreme Court as basically a test case, allow the Supreme Court the opportunity to expand its interpretation of the Second Amendment. Our job is to follow the law, and our job is to represent the legislature of Maryland. The legislature of Maryland passed the concealed carry law. Under today's jurisprudence, it's consistent with the Second Amendment, and so we'll be consistent in our ruling, in our view, which is that the Fourth Circuit got it right. Now, if someday, I do believe that this, because if you look at the Second Amendment, for over 200 years it was determined to be a collective right. The Supreme Court in the Heller case changed that collective right to be an individual right, but limited that individual right. I think the Supreme Court one day will expand its interpretation of the Second Amendment, and it may or may not choose to do so in the Warren case.
Not just defend this case or defend this law at the Supreme Court. Why oppose the petition? I mean, ultimately, if the Supreme Court wants to use this as a test case, why not go to the Supreme Court, you know, and defend this law?
Well, because the Second Amendment, our job is to defend the law as it is, not what the law should be. In this case, the law today is crystal clear regarding the Second Amendment, which says you have an individual right to have a gun, but that right is limited to three circumstances. It's a handgun at your home to be used for self-defense. What the petitioner is saying in this case is, we don't care what the law says, we're going to go to the Supreme Court and have it interpreted differently. The Supreme Court will have the opportunity, if it so desires, to take this case as a test case and expand it. But our job is to defend the law that's on the books. You know, we're just calling balls and strikes here.